And welcome to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Montessori education has been around for more than 100 years, and it's produced famous people like Amazon's Jeff Bezos, George Clooney, the actor, Chelsea Clinton, Hillary and Bill Clinton's daughter, and also country music singer Willie Nelson is a big supporter. Well, that same system of education is offered here in Juno, and we're going to take some time out to learn about it today. We have two people with us, Kristen Garreau, who is the Montessori Borealis principal, and Lupita Alvarez, who is a Montessori teacher. And Kristen, I'm going to start with you, and maybe you could explain how Montessori Borealis is different from other neighborhood schools.
Sure. Thanks for having us. Montessori education is different in some kind of big ways, mainly that kids take some more ownership of their learning and can make some choices about some of the things that they, how they demonstrate their understanding and their learning. Oftentimes people have a misconception that kids in the Montessori classroom can do whatever they want or choose whatever they want. And it's not quite like that. Students get lessons and learn all the basic things that you'd expect them to be learning in elementary. But then sometimes they have some choices about the order in which they do that or the way in which they show you that they've really gotten that learning in them. And so not everyone's doing something at the same time. Not the whole class isn't doing reading at the same time. People are doing different things. You'll see that this classroom looks busy. Kids are moving and things are happening. Just it might look a little bit different.
So Lupita, I have to ask you, how many years have you taught in Montessori?
Oh, I've been around for over 20 years with the Montessori community, first as a parent and then as administrator of the Montessori program that was in Douglas, and now I'm with the Montessori Borealis Public School, but I've been around for a very long time. And what I really like about Montessori is the fact that it's meant to follow the child's interest. And that's what is really unique. The children, we help them make choices, but we give them opportunities to find those things that are really interesting to them. And with that, they can learn to read and write and do math and all other subjects around the one particular area of interest. I've done the dinosaur curriculum, I've done the horses curriculum, I've done the construction machinery curriculum. It's all depending on who the child is and what their interests are. And then we build things around it so that they can find it exciting and interesting and relevant to them.
Let me ask you, give me a day in the life of a kid in your classroom. And of course, maybe you might tell us what grade you're teaching.
Well, I actually, my class is for very young children, 3, 4, 5 year olds that are in preschool and kindergarten. So my oldest children complete their kindergarten year with me. That's the other thing about Montessori. We have groups, multi-age groups. So we get to work with the children for 3 years, which allows us to really get to know the children and get to know the families. And so we establish really strong relationships, which is one of the things that really helps students be successful. And so a child, a three-year-old, for instance, would walk in my classroom and they will wash their hands and decide whether they want to bake bread or make some flower arrangements or scrub a table and make it more beautiful or water the plants, maybe learn some letters or do some counting. A four-year-old will probably be already practicing their letters and numbers, and it would be more interesting in learning about maps and geometry and using materials that help them develop their senses. And a five-year-old who has already learned how to take care of themselves, take care of the environment, begin to make more academic choices. Like, I really want to know how to write and read. And so they spent a lot of time practicing writing with the movable alphabet, putting pieces together, each letters together to make words. And they begin from single words to actually writing stories. And then with all this practice, they basically discover that they can read. So, and it's a magical moment.
A magical moment. So, Kristen, can you talk about the relationship between the teacher and the student? Is it a little bit different than in typical public school systems?
Well, I think Lupita touched on it in what she was just saying about the relationship that gets built over time. Our teachers get to know our students really well because they have them for 3 years in most of our classes. In our middle school program, the students are in that program for 2 years, but still they get to know each other really well, and teachers get to know what the students need, where they are and where they need to go, and how to help get them there, and really how to tap into those interests that the students have to help direct them in their learning. And it's pretty unique in comparison to the traditional neighborhood school, where teachers get to know their students really well in a year. We just get to build on that over time and do that for 2 years.
When you have a course of several years, it integrates your relationship with both the child and the parents. But one thing I wonder about is when people hear the phrase child-centered, they might go, oh, does that mean self-centered? I mean, what's the distinction?
Well, I think that one of the main distinctions is we're trying to follow the needs of the student, not the needs of the adult or the needs of the curriculum. We're following the needs of the student and what they're interested in, where they can go, where we want to take them. And so it's really about, as Lupita mentioned, following the child and really taking our cues off of them and paying attention to what they need.
Yes, and what I would add with that is again, every child is very unique. And the role of the teacher is to guide each child in the direction that they need, that supports their learning individually. And as I said, you know, there are kids that will be interested in butterflies and other kids that would be interested in machinery. And so the teacher is a guide, providing with materials and reading books and things that support that interest of the child, and then providing what they need to practice the basics in reading and writing, and the, you know, all the math that comes along, you know, all the basics we covered like everybody else in the school district, but it's done based on the students' preferences and interests. And so we're helping them.
So let me ask you this, Kristen, is you do have a chance for parents to find out more about how this system works. How can they tap into this?
Yeah, they can join us on Thursday this week at 5:30 for some overview and information and to kind of take a virtual tour of our school building. 5:30 on Zoom. They can come to our website and we can send them the link. Or check out our Facebook page. We'll probably post the link that afternoon and come and check it out and learn a little bit more and see some of our classrooms through Zoom. So check it out Thursday, April 8th at 5:30.
So Lupita, I bet you that a lot of parents are going to be coming to that virtual session wondering, what will my child be like in 8 years or 10 years or 15 years after they've taken part in Montessori? And of course, you've been involved with it 20 years. What would they see?
Well, you know, we've seen very successful kiddos going all the way, you know, completing their high school and going on to college. We have actually even some young parents bringing their children back to me, which is just fantastic. And what we've seen is very successful professionals in all kinds of fields, in from the science to the arts to philosophy and law, and entrepreneurs that are starting businesses, even some of the local businesses, you know, were started by Montessori kids. What is this, the salsa,
Barnacle,
yes, those were Montessori kids.
That's the seaweed salsa, right?
Exactly. Good stuff, yes. And, you know, so very creative, very self-confident and curious and not afraid of trying new things. And that's what we want to, you know, offer kids, you know, for their future. We believe that we're preparing them for life, not for the next level, grade level, or, you know, their preparation is for life.
Well, Kristen, we are about out of time, but I did want to ask you one question. Is Montessori, of course, has a reputation for being very hands-on, and I know that that has to have been challenging during this time of COVID.
For sure, yes. But our teachers did an amazing job of creating opportunities virtually and getting materials in kids' hands in different ways and getting kids engaged with their learning, even in the virtual time. Today, we just had our first full day of school for many of our students in over a year. So it was really exciting to see kids back in the building for more time. But the teachers did an amazing job of continuing the philosophy and the core ideas of Montessori education, even when we couldn't put our hands on all the same materials in the same way. We're excited to have kids back in the building.
And, of course, hopefully that'll continue. And if you want your kids to be involved next year and learn about what Montessori is all about, there's a meeting on April 8th. So I want to thank both of you for joining us. Ganesh Chish.
Thank you.
Ganesh Chish, thank you.